Hey guys, welcome to the Mental Makeover Podcast. I'm Lauren Curtis. You've probably heard the phrase, the grass is always greener on the other side, but I believe it's greener where you water it. This podcast is here to provide you with meaningful advice from myself and others in order to give your little patch of grass the best chance to grow and flourish. Hey guys, first things first, yes, it has been a little while since you've seen this podcast pop up in your feed. I didn't plan on leaving it this long. I didn't plan on leaving it long or leaving it in the first place. I feel like I'm at the middle of a crossroads right now, and I'll explain all of this when I can. Right now, it's still too early days. Nothing bad's happened. It all makes sense once I can fully explain it. But yes, I just haven't had any motivation, inspiration. I never want to come on here and just come on here for the sake of it, just to get a podcast up. I only want to show up in your feed when I have something constructive to say or to share. And I think once I get back into a routine, I will be back on this podcast regularly. Anyway, I wanted to get into today's episode. It came out of absolutely nowhere. And that's kind of how I run my podcast in the first place. I just get a little bit of inspiration and I run with it. And I like, I can't plan these kinds of things. I never have been that way, even with YouTube and stuff. I just kind of, I don't know, I guess I lead with my heart. And if I feel pulled to say something in particular, then I follow that rather than like, in 1 week's time, I'm going to talk about this, this, and this. It doesn't feel as authentic, I guess. I like feeling and being passionate about what I'm talking about. And I don't think you can really plan that unless it's something you're just generally really, really, really passionate about. Anyway, I'm rambling yet again. I bet you missed that. Not. I was blow drying my hair today, of all things, and I don't know how I started thinking about people in my past and how they have shaped the way I see myself now, and how we give so much power to other people and their opinions of us. And I genuinely don't know how much of what I feel about myself is because of my own beliefs and values, or it's because they've been pushed onto me by somebody else. I've absorbed somebody else's opinions about me, or their preferences or dislikes, and then I've made them my own, and I've used someone else's view of beauty or let's talk about beauty today, to shape my opinion of beauty and my idea of beauty. Because when you start actually thinking about it, like, oh, if you do like something about you, why do I like that? Or if I can't stand something about myself, or I'm insecure about something about myself, is that stemming from something that I truly believe in myself? Or is that because someone that I knew once or dated once or was friends with once or in my family said that in passing, either about themselves, somebody else, or about me, and I took that and I put it in my pocket and it became a belief about myself. Regardless of whether or not I believed that beforehand, I took it on and I made it my own. I think perhaps the saddest part of this theory is that most of us are too insecure to hear a negative opinion directed towards us. Say if someone said, oh, you're not attractive. We're too insecure to hear that and to deflect it and to choose not to take it personally and to consider it to be accurate. I think most of us are so desperate for approval and validation in every single possible way. Not every single possible way, but in many ways, especially to do with the way we look, that if someone says something about you, whether or not you know logically it's true or not, because somebody else has said that about you and you're insecure, you're more likely to take it on board and consider it and consider it to be accurate than you are to deflect it and to consider it to be inaccurate and false and just plain downright rude. I think back to, there was one person that I dated fleetingly before, years ago, years and years and years ago. And we were complete opposites, like, complete opposite people. I don't know how we even found attraction, any kind of attraction towards each other. I'm sure it was physical. But I remember I was quite insecure back then, confident in some ways. I think some of us, probably most of us, were confident in certain areas or about certain things, but in other areas we're like, ooh, we have a lot of little vulnerable spots. And if you poke that one spot, yeah, you get straight to the heart. It burns. So anyway, I think I was with a friend and this guy, and we were at a little beach, and because I was insecure, I didn't want to get my hair wet or my face wet because I was wearing makeup. And I think he must have tried to pull me under or splash my face or something, and I must have been like, nah, I'm not getting my hair wet, which is very common for many people. Even men sometimes don't like it getting their hair wet because it messes up their hair if they're insecure about their hair for whatever reason. Anyway, and he said, oh, it's all just smoke and mirrors or something like that. He basically just said like, oh, it's just all for show, and made me feel not only insecure about the fact that perhaps I am all smoke and mirrors, you know, what if I do get my hair wet or my makeup comes off? Like, am I ugly underneath all of that? And then it also made me feel like I was boring and not one of those fun girls that's like, not like other girls. And can just jump in the water and not give a care in the world about if their hair gets wet or their makeup gets ruined. And so I'm sitting there just processing the fact that this guy that I'm dating, or no, I don't even know if you call it dating, we're seeing each other. Is that the same thing? I don't even know. And he's not only attacked, in my mind, my appearance, because he's saying, or in my mind again, implying that like it's a mask and what's underneath isn't the same as what's on the outside, and like that's something to be embarrassed about, but also kind of criticizing my personality and saying, oh, like she's not fun, I wish she was like those other girls that just can go in the water and not think twice about it. And I think in the moment I'm quite assertive, and I think even when I was seeing him, he pissed me off like a lot of times because his ego was huge. And I got angry. I was like, that's a really crappy thing to say. And I defended myself and I said, that's like a gross thing to say to someone, like, screw you. But of course it still sunk in. Like, I still absorbed it. And I was like, oh, well, you know, that's obviously an insecurity that I had in the first place. And then he's just pressed on it. And it hurts a little bit more when it's someone that you're dating, because, you know, you have a vested interest in that and you don't want them to find you unattractive. So that was one little example that came to mind. And then I remember a guy that I saw after him, when he broke things off, one of his reasons were, you're not into fitness or the gym, and I am, and oh God, I just think, I remember the exact moment I got this phone call, put that in bold, phone call from him breaking things off. And I was like, no, like I can do these things, like begging. Oh God. Oh, I just wish I could teleport back to that time and be like, oh, he is not worth a second of your time. Do not, oh, if anyone's listening to this, please do not ever, ever beg for someone who doesn't appreciate you or doesn't value you or know what they have. You do not, you want like unconditional love. You don't want someone who says, oh, I'd love you more if you were this or that. Like, that's not love. That's really, 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 really not what you deserve, not what you should be aiming for, not what you should settle for, expect, any of that. Yuck, ew. But of course, at that point in time, I'm sure you guys can relate, you think this person is as good as you can get, and so like you do beg, but not even beg, you just accept less, or you settle, or you go back, and then you think about it in hindsight and you're like, oh my God, That was wasted. Anyway, wasted energy. Yeah, so I'm sitting there on the phone being like, I can change. And he was crying and it was just a hot mess. Who knows what that even was. Ugh. A learning experience, that's what it was for me. Hell yeah, I learned so much from that experience. Anyway, and so when I ended up meeting Reese after months and months and months and months had passed, obviously I was already insecure about the fact that I didn't go to the gym. And the reason I didn't go to the gym was the fact that I was insecure about the fact that I didn't go to the gym. I was literally insecure to go to the gym because I hadn't been to a gym before and I thought everyone would stare at me and laugh when I did something wrong. Or look, if I could find something to be insecure about, I'd find it and I'd run with it. So I was already insecure about that. And then old mate comes past and says, hey, Lauren, let's break up because you don't like going to the gym. Oh, God, you just got to laugh at this point. Thank God that's in my past. Anyway, so yeah, as I said before, he found one of those vulnerable spots and pressed it. And I was like, and then fast forward, I met Reese. And I remember one of the first things I said to him was like, just so you know, like I don't go to the gym. As if I'm telling him I've got some like life altering condition that he needs to know about or something. No, I just don't go to the gym. Like, is that okay? Oh my God, I hate that. Oh my God, it's just so depressing that like my self-worth was that low that I needed to ask permission from someone, like permission to be good enough because I don't work out. Like, that's so depressing. Anyway, thank Jesus we are past that point. But Reese was like I think he almost found it comical, like that I would ask that. Like, yeah, of course that doesn't matter. Like, why would that matter? He didn't even bat an eyelid. He's like, why would that matter? And I literally cried. This was what, like, Reese and I were texting and I was in my little apartment and I just cried and I was like, it just is nice to be accepted for the person that I am, essentially. And so that was one little thing. And then I think back to like friends that I've had or even growing up and like, you know, if a parent, say like my mom, who I love to death, has always been considerate of her weight and, you know, got to eat healthy, can't gain weight, can't do this, can't do that. Like, it's just almost systemic at this point. And then I grew up thinking like, oh, you know, you've got to be healthy and you can't let yourself get to an unhealthy weight and you've got to watch what you eat. And that's, I think, something that a lot of us face. I know so many people in my life are so scared about gaining weight or like eating badly or this or that. And so if I made a decision about, oh, I've got to, you know, have a break from the gym, I'm not really feeling it anymore or whatever, then the first thing that comes into my head is, oh, but if you don't go to the gym, you might gain weight. And if you gain weight, then you might not be attractive or you might, you know, people might start. And I guess I was in a dangerous position because I was online and I had many times where people would be like, oh, have you gained weight? Have you gained weight? Have you gained weight? And not the gaining weight. And yeah, that's the thing. It's like, where did I gain these beliefs? Well, I know I did, but as a society in general, like, where do we gain these beliefs about gaining weight? Like, why is gaining weight equivalent to being like a monster? Why does that, it's like as soon as you gain a few kilos, your personality changes. You're a completely different person. You're not you. Of course not. Like, you can't gain weight because then you're a completely invalid person. That means that everything you've done up until this point when you've been like thinner doesn't count anymore because you've gained weight. That's essentially how it feels. And I know that any of you who are listening who have similar like insecurities about that kind of thing, get it. It's like we've been taught to believe it is the worst possible thing that can happen to you. Regardless of like most people that are really, 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 really thin and fit that aren't just naturally that way, because I know heaps of people that are naturally super, super skinny no matter what they eat. But the people that try super hard to stay and maintain that weight are generally miserable during that period because it's a lot of restrictive eating, it's a lot of working out, and it stuffs up your hormones and your period, and it's just like a whole hot mess. And some people's bodies just aren't meant to be at that weight. Like, there's a reason that when you stop dieting and exercising that hard, your body gains those kilos back, because perhaps that's the way it's meant to be and that's the weight that it needs to be to function properly and to be healthy. And you might not think it's beautiful, but your body doesn't care because that's what it needs to function. And so we've spent all this time like smashing our bodies, and then the moment that we actually kind of like relax for a moment and just let our bodies do what they're meant to do, albeit a few kilos heavier, we might actually be like mentally and physically a million times happier. In fact, we probably will be. But all these outside forces are like, no, you've gained weight. Oh no, are you pregnant? Oh no, are you sick? Oh no, why have you gained weight? Is everything okay? Oh, she looks so much prettier when she this, that, that. And then take like other influencers on YouTube and stuff. If they've gained weight, people are like, oh my God, her face is full of filler. She needs to stop. It's just like, there's like, how often do you see someone who's gained weight have comments like, you look so amazing, unless they had like an eating disorder beforehand. It's always, the questions are always directed to, it's always with like a negative intention almost, or with a, oh, she gained weight, oh, rather than, oh, you gained weight, like you look healthy. It's like, oh, why did you gain weight? So like those are things that I've had to work on, and I'm still going to be working on them, because those are the kind of things that like, even if you and the people immediately around you make progress and you start to change your behaviors, which takes a miracle in itself, then you turn on the TV or watch a movie and it's like, God, it's like every single person on this planet is trying to tell you to go back to your old belief system when you're trying to make a positive change. So here we are, all of us are insecure about something, and then we have all of these other people that are insecure about the same thing that are feeding into those insecurities, and then we just crumble into these other little smaller insecurities. It's just such a hot mess. And I'm laughing at it because that's all you can do. And so that's what I was thinking about this morning. I'm like, damn, like how many of these beliefs that I actually have about myself or have had about myself are actually mine? Like, none of them are. Like, surely none of them are, because no baby grows up insecure about their weight unless they've been given a reason to be insecure about it. And I remember recently I had an argument. What was it about? It was like a couple of months ago. And I think we took, God, this sounds so first world problems, gross, our boat out. And I did it more so for Reese, because I get really scared when it's wavy. I have a thing with water. I have always been bad swimming. Like, I had to repeat stage one 3 times when I was such a kid. Just couldn't float, to be honest. Just couldn't float. I have lots of dreams about drowning. I apparently drowned in a past life, if that's something you believe in. I'm just, water freaks me out. So Reese isn't that way. He doesn't care. So we have differing, insecurities. He's not insecure about something and I am. So he wanted to take the boat out, and I didn't want to be the boring one and say, oh no, like I'm scared. I didn't want to be like, you know, again, probably similar to the comment that guy made about being smoke and mirrors or whatever. Like, I don't want to be that girl that's like other girls and scared and boring and not cool and impulsive and adventurous, you know? And so I was like, yeah, let's go. As we were driving up to the place that we normally take the boat out, it was choppy, and I'm like, in my head, I think I said, ooh, it's a bit choppy. It's like dying inside. My fears, anxiety is already like bubbling to the surface. Anyway, we got out, and it was really bad weather. And I think both of us, I was too stubborn to be like, I mean, we had gone all that way. I was like, I'm not going to be I should have just been honest at the start and said, no, I don't want to go. It's too choppy. But I didn't. So right there on the water, and I was clinging on for dear life. We had Mia with us because we always take her out on the boat because it's safe to, and she'd rather be with us than be at home alone. So I was clinging on to her. It was just choppy. I was like, can you slow down? It's really scary. It's super wavy. Like, the boat was, it's not some big yacht that can wait, like can, you know, push through those waves. It's a small boat, so it gets thrown around easily. And I think he was probably disappointed that like, we had gone to that effort and he probably knew that I was right and we shouldn't have gone and didn't want to say it. So he was probably already, like, stewing on a bad mood. I was stewing on a bad mood. And then I think he made a comment about how I was being, like, a sook about it. And there the storm was coming. It was coming. And I'm super, super assertive. Even if you're, even if you like poke at my most insecure point, I will rip you a new butthole. If, because I think I, instead of like being submissive, like, oh yeah, sorry, you're right, I'm like, hell no. Which I'm glad I'm that way. I'm glad I'm assertive and not submissive. But in this case, it developed into a great argument because, I mean, look, I've given you all the pieces of the puzzle. You can imagine why we, why we argue, because I'm like, do not call me that or speak to me that way. And then he's like, okay, like, we're out here, just like, it's not a big deal, it's fine, like, I, you know, anyway, which is a stupid argument about a stupid first world problem. Well, not even really, I'm not gonna discredit my fear. I was genuinely scared and I didn't want to be out there because I'm scared that boat's gonna get engulfed by water, I'm gonna drown, so, and my dog's gonna drown. So we turned back after being like out in the water for like literally probably 30 seconds max. Drove like 30 minutes to get there. No worries. All the energy having to take it out and then bring it back and clean it. Anyway, again, first world problems, but it just, it adds to this argument. And then I was going and seeing Holly, who I've spoken about in past episodes. And we spoke about this particular incident and I was like, it really hurt me that, and Reese and I had both been honest about speaking about this. Like, he knew that I was going to speak to her about it. And obviously we had moved past this point. He apologized for speaking to me that way. Like, we actually moved past it and sort of through it. But I think it came up in the conversation when I was talking to her and she's like, you don't have to, like, he, you're letting him make you feel that way. Just because he said that doesn't mean that you need to believe it and take it on board. And I was like, yes, that is a good point. But as you know, when you're insecure about something, the easiest thing to do is to take it on board because someone's justifying a belief you have about yourself. An external source is justifying a belief you have about yourself. Whether it be positive or negative, they're justifying it, so of course you're going to believe it. And she was basically saying, like, he can only make you feel that way about yourself if you let him, and you don't have to let him. He, like, the fact that he said that in the first place is an issue within itself, but again, he acknowledged that it was wrong and he was in a bad mood, but again, shouldn't have taken that on me. And so that was one part of the equation. You know, we wouldn't have been in that situation had he not made that comment, but it wouldn't have accelerated into what it did if I had said to myself, Lauren, you're not a sook. I mean, I am sometimes, we're all a sook and we're all entitled to be sooks. You're not a sook. Like, if you just stop it, like, nip in the bud, then they can't hurt you. What's that quote? What was it? Like, holding grudges. I mean, this is not particularly relevant to this particular conversation, but holding grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. And so when holding grudges, you can take that particular thing out and switch with anything else. Say for this instance, it's taking an insult on board. No, this is a completely wrong example. I know the way I'm trying to say it, but it's not coming out right. Basically, that poison is trying to come in and sink my ship, but that doesn't even make sense. It's when the poison sinks ships. Whoa, this is the worst analogy I've ever given. Okay, let's start from scratch. I can see someone coming at me with poison and they're wanting me to drink it. They're wanting me to... This isn't probably a great example with Reese because he wasn't intentionally trying to hurt me. He was just taking a bad mood out on me. But say if someone comes at you with an insult, like, you're a bad person, you're a bad friend, you're a bad partner, you're ugly, you're mean, whatever the insult may be, they are hurling that insult at you with the prime intention. The prime purpose is to hurt you and to upset you and to get an insecurity and to make you feel bad because you've obviously inadvertently or directly upset them. So they're just kind of like, you know, deflecting it back at you. So if you choose to take that poison on board, to take that poison that they're giving you, drink it, then that person has achieved their goal and you're now poisoned by their toxicity and their crap and their negativity and their criticisms. You've chosen to accept that into your life and into your world, into your conscious and subconscious, and you're like marinating in it now. But if you hear that person's insult and you think to yourself, no, that isn't really true for me. That doesn't really align with my beliefs about myself. I know that's not true. Or even, you know, perhaps that person's just saying that out of anger or out of hurt. And I'm going to give that poison back to them. Whether or not they choose to tip it out or drink it themselves, whatever, that's their prerogative. But I am only in control of me. I don't control what they do. I don't need to control what they do because all I need to control is the way I react to whatever they're doing. And so you can say to them, you know what? Not a nice thing to say to me. Don't appreciate it. But at the end of the day, I know it's not true. So I'm not going to take it on board. And I think you need to evaluate why you said that in the first place. And perhaps not say that again next time because it wasn't nice and it was hurtful and whatever, you know what to say. And so in the example of Reese, if I had said to myself, yeah, Lauren, like, you're not a sook, you're just scared about something and you have every reason to be scared about that, then that wouldn't have eventuated and escalated into what it did because I wouldn't have let it upset me. Because think about it, all arguments stem from hurt or pain or anger of some sort. And so you want to, like, someone insults you and then you get insulted and hurt. And so you want to insult them back because how dare you insult me? Or you want to defend yourself or explain yourself. And then it's like you light a little fire and then you add fuel to it and it goes, poof. But I think I'm probably repeating myself a lot at this point, but my point is, like, you can choose whether or not you let other people's opinion of you, or even of themselves, or of other people, affect you or not. Because sometimes it's not even opinion about you in particular. It's like, say if your partner or your mum or your dad or your brother or sister sees someone out on the streets and they look a certain way or they're acting a certain way and they say, ugh, that person is doing this or looks like that, ugh, and has a really negative reaction towards it, you're going to subconsciously probably think to yourself, okay, noted. Like, that is unattractive. That feature, that behavior, that attitude is unattractive, so I can't or I shouldn't behave or look in that same way. Otherwise, I'm also unattractive. Like, I think we need to get to a point where we sometimes just stop and think, if you're feeling insecure about something, like, why? Why? Where did I get that belief from? Is it from, like, more often than not, it's probably from multiple sources, the main one being, like, society and mass media and brands. Like, I've spoken about this in previous podcasts. When you actually think about why brands, all these big brands, make so much money, it's because they're appealing to our insecurities. Oh, you think you've got love handles, or you've got fat where you don't want it? Here, we can suck it out. Or here, we've got this diet. Or here, we've got this healthier food or this pill. Oh, look, you hate your skin. Here, this foundation covers up all of your acne. Oh, you don't like your hair color. We can change it. We can fix it. We can fix you. You're broken. We can fix you. And so if every single person on this planet were, like, content with the way that they looked, and I'm not even talking about, like, happy with the way that they looked, just content, just satisfied, just accepting it, this whole entire world around us, all these big brands would crumble because you can only sell to people when they need something. And if they don't need anything, then you're not making money. So, like, that's a huge part of what contributes to our belief systems. And then, of course, you have, like, family, friends, relationships, all of that stuff. It's just this boiling pot of potential toxicity. And I think it's, to some degree, we do need outside validation. And, you know, it keeps us, if we were only concerned with ourselves, problems would arise with that in themselves. But generally, I think we just put way too much emphasis on what other people think as opposed to what we actually think and what we believe to be true. Because, yeah, I'm not one of those girls that's going to go jumping into the ocean with no concern for my hair or my makeup. Some days I might. I'm also not that girl that's going to be cool with risking her life on a boat. I wasn't risking my life. But I'm just not one of those, like, adventurous, spontaneous, outgoing girls that does those kinds of things. It's just not me. Does that mean that I'm less than those girls? No, it just means that I'm different. And different is good because there's a person out there that wants someone like that. And there's a person out there that will appreciate someone like that. But there's also people out there like Reese who don't care. As long as you get to spend time with them doing things that you both enjoy, like, that's what matters. There's a million things that Reese and I both love to do together. Sure, there's some things that he likes to do that I don't want to do. There's things that I like that he doesn't want to do. But that's the beauty of being in a relationship, is that you choose, like, you're not forced to spend every waking moment of your life together. You can do things independently. And it just means that things you do enjoy together are really great because you're both sharing an experience that you want to together. And so you don't need to try and change yourself or fix yourself or mold yourself into someone else's perfect idea of beauty or fun or, you know, I don't know, ideal personality. Like, you just need to be you, and you'll attract those people that appreciate that and appreciate you for you. And it sounds really cliche, but it's true. Like, I think the older I get, I really appreciate that idea that, yeah, I'm not going to be everyone's cup of tea, but I don't have to be. I don't want to lose parts of myself or change parts of myself for, like, to please anyone else, because if I have nothing else in my life except myself in this very moment, like, I'm really happy with that person. I can go to bed at night and be really happy with the person that I am. My values, my morals, my personality, what I enjoy, what I don't enjoy. Like, I like that person. I really, really like her, and I don't feel like she's missing anything. And I have felt like she's missing things many times before. And some days I will have insecurities about not being a certain way or not being this or not being that. And it's probably because of things I see externally. And it's something that I'm going to have to keep on battling, as all of us will. Insecurities are generally things that we have to keep on working on. It's not like, oh, one day you're insecure about something, then you say to yourself, oh, I shouldn't be insecure about that. And then you're not. Like, it's a work in progress, and you've got to constantly remind yourself why you don't need to be insecure about that. But it's something that's worth doing. It's something that's worth the effort, because you are you, and that's all you need to be. And you are so worthy of everything that you have in your life, or everything that you want. You deserve it. You're good enough as you are. You don't need to be more or less than, or look a certain way, or look and behave differently. You are good as you are. Oh, that was a bad note. I don't know. I just wanted to, go on a little rant about that, because I know it's something that we all struggle with, and we will continue to struggle with forever, basically. I just encourage you to stop every now and then. If you're having a thought about something, or you're thinking, feeling negatively about yourself, just stop and actually audit your thoughts. Think, where did this thought come from? Was it mine to begin with? And do I still believe it? Or am I taking someone else's beliefs and making them my own, regardless of whether or not they're actually true or not, or based on any kind of credible reason or even remotely justifiable? Because more often than not, they're not. It's also, of course, worth noting, if there is someone in your life that continuously makes you feel small or makes you second guess yourself and your worth, please, at the very least, have a conversation with them and tell them how their behavior makes you feel. And if they don't take that criticism or that feedback on board and either apologize or at least try and make changes towards correcting that crappy behavior, then first of all, I mean, no, it's not first of all, there's only one way to deal with this. Cut them off, please. At the very, very least, have the conversation. And if they don't respond positively to that conversation, then cut them off. You don't need that person in your life because they're continuously, they're not going to change. If they can't acknowledge the behavior in the first place, they're not going to change. And they're going to keep on taking little special parts of you away from you and convince you that you don't deserve them or that they're not real or that they're not worthy or that you're not beautiful or that you're not good enough. And you don't have time for that. You don't have time for that. Do not make excuses for them. Do not make excuses for them. We've all been there. We've all made excuses for people that did not deserve excuses. If someone, what's the quote? It's from like Maya Angelou or someone. If someone shows you who they are or tells you who they are, believe them. Believe them. Don't make excuses for them. You shouldn't be making excuses for anybody. If you wouldn't behave that way towards someone, you should not allow them to behave that way towards you. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. But for real, I'm glad I recorded this podcast because I think so many people will need to hear it. And it's just a different take on, you're beautiful, you're good enough. Like it's true, but sometimes we need to dig a little deeper and think to ourselves, why do I actually feel that way about myself in the first place? Like, where did that come from? Why, in what world did I actually convince myself that was true? And do I still believe it to be true? Anyway, yeah. Thanks for listening. I think we all need to be a little bit kinder on ourselves. We're all doing the best we can with what we have at the end of the day, and sometimes we accept less than we deserve because a lifetime of people treating us badly and like that kind of behavior, it compounds, and we like you get one person when you're young telling you you're ugly, then a few years down the track another person tells you that. Those little beliefs, even if you make progress on believing that they're not true, sometimes beliefs can compound, and then you get to a certain point where your self-worth is so degraded that someone tells you something that you know, like logically you probably know isn't true, but because your self-worth is so low, you believe it because you have no reason to believe otherwise, because your entire lifetime people have spoken so negatively towards you or beaten you down or made you believe that you were worth nothing. And so it's so easy to believe that. And it's really, really hard to work your way out of that hole sometimes. But consider this episode, if you're listening to it, if this applies to you, like the first step for you in a positive direction. It's going to be hard. It'll take a while, but it's so worth it. You won't believe how much your life will change when you start believing that you're a good person, like at the very least, a good person, because you'll start attracting people that also believe that rather than attracting all those people that justify those negative beliefs that you have about yourself. Once you start having positive thoughts about yourself, as simple as that, you'll attract people that hold those same beliefs. Whew, wow. I have no saliva left in my mouth, but thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. I hope you got something out of it. I again apologize for the delay in podcasts. I can't say that I'm going to be here every single week. I will do my best, but life is strange at the moment and I'm doing the best with what I have. So yes, no one's been negative or, you know, put pressure on me or anything like that, which I really appreciate. I just feel the need to say it anyway. Thank you so much. I love you guys. I hope you have a great week, and I will speak to you all hopefully sooner rather than later. Bye.